When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Judging Megan with your host, Megan Judge. I just have to tell you guys, I don't know about you, if any of you are parents. I'm sure I have some listeners that are, and they have children that are preteens, little kids, whatever it be. But I have two little girls and they're complete opposites. So one of them is kind of like more of my tomboy, and then my younger one is my clone. And I feel really bad for her because she's exactly like me, and I don't think the world even really needed one Megan, and they seem to have gotten Megan, but in the form of my child, Ella. She loves to sing. She loves to perform. She wants to be an actress, which is terrifying. My husband and I are like, please don't do that. And so we like to sing in the car. Like, we are car, shower, in our house singers. We're always singing something. And so the other day, I'm in my car and I'm driving, and Ella's in the back seat, and I'm blaring Whitney Houston, singing at the top of my lungs. And I hear Ella go, I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat with somebody. Stopped. And Sophie was in the car too. And I was like, Ella, what did you say? And she goes, I want to feel the heat with somebody. And we were just like, Ella, what does heat mean? And she's like, you know, Mom, like, I want to feel the heat with Ruthie, the dog, our dog. And we were just like, oh, yes, yes, that's true. You do want to feel the heat with that, with the dog. And she's like, well, who do you want to feel the heat with? And I was like, well, I guess I kind of want to feel the heat with, like, you know, on the pavement, walking down the street. Like, I couldn't think of what I wanted to say. So anyway, my daughter is, she's a lot like me, and I feel a little bit bad for her. Well, hello, everybody. I would like to introduce my guest. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
You look so pretty.
Oh, thanks.
It's so nice. You do look pretty. It's nice to see you. Rebecca and I were neighbors many years ago, right? I mean, God, that was like a decade ago, right?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yeah.
2010.
Yeah. It's crazy. Over a decade. And she is also originally a Washingtonian, Virginia, right? You were
correct.
You're from Virginia, and former, it's now called the Washington Football Club, but a former NFL cheerleader, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And I'm having Rebecca on because her story is a pretty cool, interesting. I don't know if I want to say cool, but I think it's cool because I think her putting the word out into the world about what it's like to be a parent of a trans child is so important. And I reached out to her because I love following her on social media and seeing her daughter shine. And I just asked her if she would come on my podcast and try to tell the story of what it's like, you know, coming to this place with her child and getting the word out on what it's like being a trans parent. And I'm just so grateful and lucky to have you on today. So welcome.
Thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
So why don't we start with, you have two children, right?
Correct. I gave birth to two boys.
Okay. So, and the ages?
Let's see. Well, Star's birthday is today. So she just turned, she's eight. Yeah. Okay. And then Eli's 6 and a half. So they're 16 months apart.
Okay. Gosh, that's so close. And Star is your child that, your oldest child that is trans, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And why don't you tell me about, because I remember Star as a baby, because you moved away and we moved to a different city, but we, I haven't seen you in years. I mean, we've kept in touch via social media, but why don't you tell me what it was like, just the, like starting out, like in Star's life, like how she came into the world and when you knew that something was, you know, I'm not going to say different because I don't want to say different. I want to say special. Are you good with
that's
that?
That's what we use.
Yeah.
That's special. What we use.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I don't like describing somebody as different. Yeah.
I'll explain to you how I explained it to her. Okay. Well, first of all, she was born Lucas Michael. And as she became, so even now when we refer to her before she transition to a girl, we still call that the toddler Lucas. So I'll say, Star, come look at this picture of Lucas when he was three. So basically anything from like five and above, she was Star. It's kind of weird, but it's kind of like talking about a child that no longer exists, but she feels comfortable with that. So that's cool with us. So I noticed around, let's see, I was probably pregnant with Eli. So around the 16 to 18 months, I would notice that we had toys, but they were mostly all educational toys. As a teacher, I didn't really know how to play. So I only knew how to teach. And, but then I got he got some cars as a gift. And I remember he did not want to play with these cars. And I didn't know what to do with them, to be honest. I remember at the time calling my husband, Lucas wants to play with these cars and I don't know what to do with them except for roll them on the ground. Is that all you do with toy cars? And my husband was like he was giving me these ideas like what to do. And I was like, oh, okay, well, so I did that, but Lucas did not care. So anyways, but I did notice that we had a few neighbors around us that had little girls with very close in age. And whenever we would hang out with them, Lucas always wanted to play with their toys. Well, that's kind of normal because even now, kids, when they go to somebody else's house, they want to play with their toys instead of their own, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, well, he was the only boy in our like little circle. And so we just thought, oh, he's playing with the girl toys because that's what my friends have, you know, because they have girls. Well, anyways, that continued though. And I guess when he was a little over two, we moved back to Virginia and we had a bigger house. As soon as we got more toys.
Yeah.
And he was not interested in any of them. And I felt so bad. I'm like, oh my God, does my kid have depression? Because he doesn't like to play with anything we have. Whereas, you know, as Eli was getting older and wanted to play with things, he wanted what you would consider boy toys, you know? Lucas was more interested about like picking up a purse and carrying it, you know?
Yeah.
But who am I to judge at that age? I'm like, they're kids. I don't care, you know?
Yeah, because a lot of kids play with, you know, like Sophie would play with cars and trucks when she was little. So I wouldn't think of like that being any different than other kids.
Correct.
Right.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And then I guess just as he got a little older, his favorite color was always purple. Okay. But again, who cares? They're like little kids. And I guess, you know what? We went on vacation and Lucas picked out a hat and a shirt that he wanted from Hawaii, but they were sparkly and had flowers on it. And Lucas like put the hat on. He's like, this is the one I want. This is the one I want. And my husband and I kind of looked at each other and we were like, well, let's pick out something else instead.
Yeah.
No, this is the one I want. And so we're like, well, you know what? There's not a lot of choices here. So let's go to another store. You might find something better you like. Well, she wanted that hat and shirt so bad, she decided to get nothing at all. And like, I felt so bad. So I got her a shirt anyways.
Yeah.
And it was a blue shirt. It was a boy shirt.
What age was that when you were in Hawaii?
That was when he was 4.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you were starting to see more and more signs of just not the toys, but then, you know, the going to Hawaii was probably a point where you were like, okay, what's going on here? I mean, I'll be honest with you, Sophie was like wanted to wear like soccer jerseys as a little kid. And, but I understand the difference where you're like, wait a second, you're not adding up, meaning you didn't want to have anything to do with what the other kids of the same sex were into, correct? Meaning clothing, meaning toys, anything.
Well, we just thought it was a little, that's not a good word. Weird's not a good word, but I guess, I don't know. We just weren't used to that. Like, I didn't know what to do. And my husband was definitely like, no, he's not getting that.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's just a shirt. Or how about just the hat? My husband was like, absolutely not. I'm like, okay. And you know, I remember that year we went to the doctor for a wellness check. And I talked to the doctor about it in the hall before she came in. She goes, oh, sweetie, so many kids are like that at this age. You know, I remember my daughter, I remember my son always wanted to dress up in my daughter's clothes, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, the problem is I don't have a girl. So, you know, and you know what else it was around the house? Lucas always liked to dance around the house. Okay, guys dance too. But it was just very prissy. You know, in the old days, it's what at school, it's what kids would be like, that kid is gay. Mm-hmm. You know, like if we were back in the day. But she's been like that since she was 4 or 3, you know, long as I can remember. And so, the doctor was just like, oh, that's normal for this age. I'm like, okay, so maybe it's just a phase. And my husband and I were like, well, this phase has already been going on for 2 years, but okay, whatever. We're just going to go with the flow, you know? Then right around 4, we always rock them before we went to bed. We'd read a story and rock them, and both kids. And I remember Lucas, he started telling me at night that he wished he was a girl. And I was like, huh? And he was like, yeah, like you, mommy. I'm like, sweetie, do you know how cute you are as a boy? Like you are just a doll baby, you know? And I would name all these awesome things about him. And he was like, so I still want to be a girl, mommy. And I want long hair like yours. And I'm like, okay, well, we'll see, you know, but I never say anything bad or mean or like, that's not okay. Or boys don't do that. I never said anything like that.
Well, that just shows what kind of a good parent you are, by the way.
Yeah, thanks.
You're a good mom. Yeah.
But I mean, at the time also, of course, I would never want to hurt my child's feelings, but, and it's at bedtime. I don't want him to go to bed being sad about anything, you know? So it was both of those. So he said that to me, it got more often at nighttime when he would say that to me. And it was funny because my husband would be like, well, he's never mentioned that to me. And I was like, I'm telling you, he has mentioned that to me lots of times. So I don't know why Lucas never mentioned it to his dad. But no, no. So then I remember, he started kindergarten still as Lucas, but he really, for back to school shopping, he really wanted these sequins shoes. They're definitely girl shoes. So I let him get them and he wore them to school the whole year basically. And then he also got these little pink kitty cat shoes. And so but he is like the nicest kid, right? So it's kind of weird because some kids would look at him weird. And I worked at the school that he went to.
Okay, so just to backpedal a little bit, you are a teacher, correct?
Correct, right.
Okay, so what grade do you teach?
I'm an elementary school teacher, so okay. I teach all the grades. I haven't been, the last 4 years, I've been teaching technology in elementary
school. Okay,
go ahead.
And how was, at this point, going into kindergarten, you know, letting him be who he is and wearing the shoes, how was your husband, how is Kevin reacting to this? Was it, it must have been difficult for him at this time?
Yeah, it was difficult for him. And I mean, he ended up getting used to it after, I don't know, a few months when I guess both of us didn't want anybody to make fun of or tease or bully Lucas, you know? Yeah. So that was kind of our biggest thing. But then after a few months, and I'm at the school, so I'm carefully watching, you know, everything was great. There wasn't anything to be worried about, right? Now, then after the winter break of the same year, he was in kindergarten, some people, so I actually taught his class, technology. And so some of the classmates would raise their hand, "Miss Narov, is Lucas a boy or a girl?" And I was like, "A boy? Why?" "Well, I just didn't know. But why does he wear girl shoes?" I'm like, "Why are you wearing that shirt?" And they look at me and I'm like, "No, seriously, how come you're wearing that shirt today? Do you like blue?" Like, "Yeah." And I was like, "And Lucas likes sequins and sparkles. So I let him wear it." I'm like, "Oh, but he's a boy?" "Yeah." I'm like, "Okay." Now, I got that a lot.
Okay.
From kindergarten and first grader.
Okay, but at least at that age, they're still open. You know, that's totally. The thing that's wonderful about that age is they're open. And, you know, you could tell somebody, a small child, something at that point, and they still have the moral compass of being kind, right?
Right. Now, then there were a few kids that were teasing Lucas on the playground about his shoes. And Lucas told me, "Well, you don't mess with mama." And Lucas wasn't crying about it. He was just sad one day, a little bit. I could just tell something was off. So he told me, I was like, "Don't worry, sweetie. I will talk to them. It'll be A-okay." Okay, you know. So the next day I went to their classroom and I pulled them out into the hall and I just said, "Did you know, I heard that you were laughing at Lucas's shoes yesterday." He was like, "Huh?" I was like, "Remember the pink shoes on the little boy?" Like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Were you laughing at him?" "Yeah." And I was like, "Do you know that's my son?" You know, the looks on their faces.
Yeah,
and I was like,
"Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's my son or not. Would you want somebody to laugh at you because they didn't like your shirt today?" They looked at the shirt. I'm like, "Exactly." I was like, "Just because you don't like it doesn't mean it's funny or doesn't mean it's not okay to wear." They're like, "Oh, okay." And I was like, I really don't want to hear you tease or make fun of anybody else." I'm like, "Okay." So they went and then there was a first grader. So I just waited until I had her class and I talked to her as well.
And so you were dealing with kind of knowing that there was going to be some teasing and bullying and Lucas was different. What was the age where, not to skip ahead, but so that was kindergarten.
So spring break.
Yeah.
I took him to a store and I said, "Hey, it's just, you know, I want to get you a few new clothes. So pick out what you want." And he ran to the girl section and picked out some items. And then so after spring break, he started wearing those items. And so he's been wearing all girl clothes since.
And did you ever, it sounds like, I mean, Star is so lucky because you are such an accepting parent. I read about the trans community often. So many of these children are suicidal, different. You know, my friend Brian, who was a guest on the show, he runs a LGBTQ+ community called The Source in California with a lot of trans teens. And it's just so sad to hear the stories about the parents that aren't accepting. So I would like to tell you how amazing you are that you were open to just letting star be star.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so I gave myself one day to grieve over.
Yeah. Was that, was this spring break when you really said to yourself, did you go to like some sort of another doctor or something at that point? Or was that down the line trying to understand for yourself how to be a parent to a trans child? Like what was kind of the next thing once you realized, okay, Lucas is now Star. Was that shortly after spring break that the name turned into Star, or how did that kind of evolve?
So during that summer after kinder, we were talking about names, and I said, let's keep a list of all the names you like during the summer. And near the end of the summer, we're going to pick the one, you can pick the one you like. And so for first grade, she was going to a new school. So I said, so for first grade, you'll start out with the name that, you know, we agree on basically. So it was it was for us to all decide together basically. And so she picked one day, she had like an epiphany. She's like, I know what I want my name to be. Oh my gosh, I know it. And I was like, great, great. What is it? She goes, Shooting Star. And I'm like,
I want my name to be Shooting Star.
No offense, but
but it also is like a really cool stage name, right? Shooting Star.
I guess if you're a stripper.
I don't know.
Just kidding. So I was like, but we could shorten it if you really like the name Star, because I have heard that a little bit. She's like, really? I was like, yeah. I was like, do you want that? Yes. I was like, okay, let's do it. So but what was hard was that when I used to call the kids, like to come to dinner or something, boys, come, you know, dinner's ready. And so it took me forever to be able to say, instead now I say, kids, you know.
Yeah, you had to kind of train yourself. But yes. What, like, you know, the amount of compassion that you as a human being have just by hearing this story, I'm being honest with you. I don't know if I would have been able to be so accepting, just being 100% transparent with you. If one of my children were like, mom, I want to wear like all, you know, football jerseys, and I want to go into the boys section, and I want to do this and that. I know myself, I would have fought it, and I don't know if I would have been so open about it. I probably would have tried to talk them out of it a lot. So I think it's amazing that you were so accepting and so just were like, this is the way that it's supposed to be. Because I believe, and I know you believe this, I'm sure as well, that God kind of like doesn't necessarily like, we're souls, right? And sometimes souls get put into the wrong bodies, or they get put into like, they just, you know, gay, straight, like gay people are gay. And I have a ton of gay people come on my podcast because I believe, I hate to quote Lady Gaga, but you're born that way, right? Mm-hmm. And I totally. Think it's the same for no matter where your soul is, it's always your soul, and your body is, you could be put in the wrong body. So I really believe that. And I just want to give you kudos for the way that you dealt with it, because it's really amazing.
Well, basically once she started wanting to wear the girls' clothing, I dove into research. I was watching anything and reading, I mean, everything and anything I had my hands on, you know, so many books, blogs, I mean, videos, you name it. And I was looking it up, and, I mean, I had to, and here's what it came down to. I'll tell you, you know, there's nothing like going through all this research and learning all this information and then seeing right in front of you the statistics of suicide rate, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
So basically it comes down to two things. Do I want my kid to stay alive or not? Yes, of course I do. I love my child. So I will do anything and everything to keep my child alive. And so that's when people, you know, like you were saying, well, I don't know if I could handle it. Well, if it comes up to that, if it comes down to those two things, then I'm sure most parents would say, I want my kid to live. You know, I mean, now it's not been easy because not everybody in my family has agreed with it, or my husband's family. And so it took some people longer than others. Some people still, 3 years later, use the wrong pronouns. And I correct them every single time.
Why don't you talk about what the correct pronouns are for people? Because I do have people that are listening to this podcast that could be prejudiced against the trans community. That's mm-hmm. part of why I mm-hmm. want to tell this story, because the definition of being prejudiced is really, at the core of it, is not understanding, right? And correct. Being afraid right. of it. So what right. are the correct pronouns that you are, that people are supposed to use? I know the answer, but just tell people.
Basically, yeah. I mean, however a person identifies himself. So, you know, she identifies as a girl. So she uses female pronouns, her, she, and it would be the same as if somebody was a boy. Now, there are some people that they're not sure which gender they identify with. And so they actually use the pronouns them or their.
Yes.
Yeah. And
non-binary.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about your husband. I mean, I know this, he has his own story of how he dealt with it, and this is really your story, but I mean, it is so, like, you guys have been together a long time. What was that like? It must have been difficult, you know, and there must have been a lot of struggling on his end, because a lot of times, I hate to say this, but women are more, we're just the way that we are. We're more nurturing, I think, for a man.
More understanding.
Yeah, for a man, you sure. know, so many men just like are like, I want to have a boy. Thankfully, yeah. my husband is not like that. But if he did have a son, I'm sure he would have been like, I want to have a boy. Boys, you play with cars. Boys play baseball. Boys do this. Right. What was that like for him?
It definitely took him longer to come around than me. I remember, you know, Kevin would say things underneath of his breath to me. Or just underneath his breath. I don't know if it was necessarily me, about Lucas at the time. And, you know, I would have to say, don't say that. What if he just heard you? That's not okay, you know? And we have to be his supporters, you know? And so as I was doing the research, I would tell Kevin some of my findings, you know. But I mean, that is hard, because you're right. Males see it differently. But at the same time, I had to explain to him, I'm like, this is new to me too. I don't know. I thought, to be perfectly honest, I thought that it was weird when I heard about other people being like that too. And I thought it was weird of my own first. I hate to use that word, but that's really how it was at the beginning. I was like, what is going on? You know? And so luckily, what I have told my kids since day one is that every person in the world is different. Even the people in my own my household, we all have different colored skin. We all have different colored hair, you know, different tones and variations. And so luckily that helped when this came out, because I'm like, you know, Star didn't know that there's other people like her in the world. And so whenever I hear of somebody that does great things that's trans, I tell her. She's like, oh. And I've since, you know, in the last couple of years, I've been in some trans parent groups. And so we have gone on several play dates with other kids around her age that are also trans. And it helps, because, you know, then she feels like it's okay. Like, she feels more normal, you know? And so I tell her, I'm like, some people aren't fast learners, so that makes them different. You are a fast learner. That's great. Some girls have different peepees. That's what we say. Privates.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's okay too. You know? Okay. The only thing that that is hard, I will tell you, one of the things is that now, as she's getting older, so there is a thing called hormone blockers that typically transgender kids start around the age of 11, 10 or 11. And so, but until then, I mean, she's still growing, right? So like we just finished spring break. Well, poor thing. So it's hard for her to wear a bathing suit.
Yes.
You know, last summer we were on the beach and some lady made a comment to my mom, just that, oh, are those your grandsons? And Star was wearing like a one piece girl's bathing suit. And my mom said she was taken aback, but she was just like, yeah.
She was like, she didn't know what to say.
Yeah. Because she was caught off guard.
Yeah.
She's like, Star identifies as a girl now. And she's dressed like a girl right now in a girl's bathing suit. And yeah. So that just made it known to us that, you know, and she has a little bulge.
Yeah. And I'm assuming, like she's going to begin to go through puberty. So she's going to begin to go through what does that look like moving forward? Is she going to start, like, how do you even transition? Do you wait?
So that's what the hormone blockers are for.
Okay.
It halts. It doesn't stop you from growing, but it halts the hormones that make you grow hair, make your voice change. So that's what I've talked to her about it already. I just told her there's medicine.
Yeah.
So she's excited about that.
Are you in therapy? Do you guys go to some sort of therapy?
So that's a good question. So Kevin and I went to a therapist, and he specializes in transgender, but usually in the area of teenagers and 20-year-olds, so young adults. But we went the first time because we wanted to meet him, and he was great, but it was still at the beginning of our journey. And so after that, he gave us some info, fantastic info. But after that, we did not go to any more therapy. However, this past summer, Star met with him virtually on a weekly basis. And I have no idea what they talked about. But I know she really liked him. He's a great person, but we had not been to any more therapy in regards to it.
Okay. And I think it's amazing that you're so supportive and you're putting her in therapy and in these play groups. Do you talk to some of the other parents? Because I'm sure that I think I've seen you post stuff about on social media about people being so judgmental and being mean about it. What is that like? It's almost like bullying, right? They're bullying you to say, like, how dare you let your child be trans? They're too young. They don't understand. What is that like? How do you deal with that?
It infuriates me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you don't know the situation. You don't know how the feelings are until you are literally in that situation. You know, I mean, some people are more,
accepting.
Yeah. Just okay. They have more of that nature, I guess, you know? So, but there's a lot of people that are like, no, that's weird. You know, and God made everyone perfect the way they are. And, you know, and it's really hard when you have close family that also makes comments to you, you know, and it's like, okay, I haven't said anything before, but you know, at some point enough's enough.
Yeah.
And so
I think it's interesting. Sorry to talk over you, but I think it's interesting what you just said, that somebody could say God makes people the way that they are. Yes, you're right.
Perfect that way.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
No, but it's like God made Star.
Totally. Yeah.
What's interesting, and I'm sure I think you would agree with me, is nobody would pick to go through this, right?
Correct.
It's right. Like, yeah. Who would do that if they weren't meant to, if this soul was not meant to be
in
a
right?
different body?
Yeah.
I mean, it just baffles my mind.
Or like there's a lot of people that say, well, you encourage it. Oh, my husband used to tell me that. Well, you encourage the behavior. I said, why? How? And I was like, just because I am a female? Oh, well, because you ask her what she would prefer, the boy or the girl thing. And I'm like, why does it matter which one she chooses? I'm trying to give her a decision.
Yeah.
I mean, a choice, you know? And so that was hard for him as well, because he thought that I was enabling her. I had a few people telling me I was enabling her. And I'm like, I just didn't see it at all. I'm like, I just want my kid to be happy. I want my kid to have a happy childhood, you know? And for God's sake, I just want to keep my child alive. That's what I strive for.
What do you know? I wish I would have looked this up before the podcast, but I will post about it on social media. Some of the statistics about suicide rates within the trans community, especially trans teens. I know it's very, very, very high. I know that there are parents that, you know, when we talked about this a few minutes ago, and you said to me, well, I didn't really have a choice. It was let my child live or let my child die, you know, let my child live and be the way that they are. And that's so true. I don't think I could ever understand what it's like until I'm walking in those shoes, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So moving forward, do you have kind of a plan? You know, I think it's amazing that you're in therapy, that Star is in therapy to talk about her feelings.
She's not in therapy anymore.
Okay.
She ended at the end of the year, the end of 2020.
Okay.
But she was okay with that.
Do you worry about like going into like middle school and high school in those years?
Yes. I'm like, I'm already thinking like, okay, what certifications do I need to get so that I can teach at her middle school? What certifications do I need to get so that I can teach at her high school? So, but then there's the question of, well, am I being too much of a helicopter parent? Like, because I want to physically be in, but you know, as time goes on, I have learned that if I can teach her the right to have the right, if we can both have the right tools to use when, you know, mean things are said, then that will definitely help, you know? And the thing is, her brother has always picked on her since she was little. And he was tackling her before he could walk. I kid you not. Well, she doesn't do anything back. She doesn't want to hurt a soul. Still to this day, he'll tackle her and she'll just say, get off me. Like, she won't even try to push him off. So that's one of my worries, is that if somebody picks on her, she won't, I'm just afraid that she won't fight back, you know?
Like, she's a perfect,
because she doesn't want to be mean.
Soul. Yeah, she's a perfect
little soul. She's like a dainty little girl.
Yeah. Right? She's a, by the way, beautiful. She looks just like you. I see her picture.
She's so cute. Mini-me. Yes.
She's your mini-me.
Yes.
Something I wanted to ask is, you know, because I have an audience of people that are listening and curious and don't know, might not know a lot about this subject. If you could go backwards in time, would you have done it the way that you've done it? Like, all of the choices you've made, is there anything, like, say there's somebody out there that's listening that is kind of going through the same thing you did, is there any advice you would give to that person?
Yeah, I would have, I wish, like, when we were in Hawaii when she was four, I wish that I would have let, I wish I would have been okay with her getting the hat and the shirt that she really wanted. And because even if it was a phase, who cares, you know? And it's just, and you know, she wanted to grow her hair out, and so many people in our family, you know, were against that. And I'm like, it's hair. We can cut it. at any time. And in fact, she did want to cut it at one point. So we did. And then she had to start all over again with, you know, growing her hair out, which was A-okay also. But, you know, kids are only kids once, and we can only control them until they start making their own decisions. And let me tell you, making decisions as a kid is huge, which we don't realize. I have people in my family that they weren't given choices when they were a kid. And so as adults, they still don't know how to make decisions. And I mean, we learn and grow from all of our choices and the decisions we make, whether it's good or bad. So I wish I just would have given in a little sooner.
Well, I mean, hearing you tell the story just shows what a great parent you are. I don't think you're a helicopter parent. I think this is just my own opinion. I think God probably put you on this earth to be an advocate and let people know about what it's like being a trans parent, and you're very smart and you can help make the world better, you know, by being the kind of mom that you have been to start. And I think you're wonderful. And I really, really appreciate you coming on the podcast and sharing your story. I know that, you know, unfortunately, there's so many people on this planet that are not kind. And I talk about it a lot. I think we've all gone through our fair share of people being mean to us, just being in the bodies that we're in. So I can't imagine what it's like, you know, if I would have been born feeling like I was in the wrong body, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just wish people would maybe have a little bit more compassion and think twice before they say or do something unkind or mean to somebody else. So if I wanted to see if there was anything else that you wanted to put out there that we didn't talk about that's important to you.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, advocating, right, for STAR. And this is the problem. I post things, but I never mention her name when I post those things because there are most of the people at her school don't know. Only some of the teachers and the principals. And so I don't know if that's going to cause, if I post something, I don't know what that will do to her.
Yeah.
In the long run.
Yeah. And that is something that you know, that I can understand that. The one thing that I will say though, is the world is evolving and changing. Like,
yes,
thankfully STAR is on the planet when STAR's on the planet and it wasn't 20 years ago. Right.
Totally. Oh
my goodness, yes. Just with like the way that media is supportive and more supportive of the trans community and not, you know, not showing them in a negative light or showing people that, you know, I mean, there's actors and actresses that are trans and it's open and, you know,
so political party, I mean, political people.
Yes. Yeah. Which is amazing. So what my hope is, and I'm sure your prayers and your hope is by the time STAR is an adult, this won't even be a thing.
Right. Yeah. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just
wish I wish I could advocate more, you know, on social media, but I feel like she's too young. It's not fair for me to post all about her without her real consent, because of course now she'd probably be okay with it, but we don't know how she's going to feel in the future, you know?
Yeah. I understand that, but I think, I mean, I'm just saying this thinking someday she's going to look back as an adult and be like, wow, I was really loved. My mom really loved me. And my mom really tried hard to make sure that other people accepted me. And that is not the case for so many people. Mm-hmm. The baggage that we bring into our adulthood is, you know, I talk about it all the time on this podcast, and I think you're amazing. And I think STAR is very, very lucky. And I hope one day I get to meet STAR and you guys come back out to California, because I just think you're an incredible person. And I thank you so much for sharing your story on my podcast. And in closing, keep living, keep praying, and keep growing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.